Okay, we'll reconvene this meeting of the Board of Education at Weskin Unified at 8:43 p.m. We return from closed session where we've talked about public employee discipline, dismissal, release, appointment, and reassignment, conference with labor negotiators concerning CSEA and TAWC, as well as conference with our legal counsel. Thank you for being patient. We will start with item number A, an invocation. I will offer the invocation unless there's someone in the audience that would like to offer it. Is there anyone? And please rise. I will offer it, and that will be led by a flag salute by Ms. Shoemaker. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're grateful as we gather as the Board of Education of Weskin Unified and as concerned citizens. We're grateful for the opportunity we have to live in West Covina and be part of Weskin Unified and the education here. We're grateful, Father, for the opportunity to be in this free land, and would ask a blessing on this meeting, that it will be a productive one. And this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Here.
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 Here. Item number five, report of action taken in closed session. We have one item to report out. It was moved by Ms. Miranda Jimenez and seconded by myself. And in closed session, the board voted to have school administration reevaluate the master schedule to address Mr. Mosier's opportunity to serve as journalism advisor and Mr. Kerr's opportunity to teach at West Covina High School. And the vote was 3-2 with myself, Ms. Miranda Jimenez, and Mr. Cox voting aye, and Ms. Shoemaker and Ms. Polis voting no. Board President's report, I have none.
No.
I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to congratulate the district, the staff and teachers, on the fact that the district as a whole reached their target of 800. We were really pleased to see at Hall and Crest, Mr. Rubalcava, the scores went up 41 points. We look forward to the same type of results at the high school now that he will be there. But again, congratulations to all of the schools for meeting their, for the district meeting their target of 800 and being at the above the proficiency levels in English and math across the board.
I just wanted to reiterate the thank you to everybody. I knew it takes a lot of effort to bring those scores up. So all the students and teachers, thank you for the hard work to do that.
I do want to recognize from the Honorable Judy Chu's office, the Congress person who represents us from Congress here in West Covina, Brian Urias, is here. Field rep, thank you. We're at item number seven, items from the floor, public comment. Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. Just one more thing that came up. Item number four, start with first waiver of attorney client privilege. I can only exhort as a member resident of this district not to do so. Open communication between the board and the district and their attorneys needs to be maintained and needs to be open, and it needs to be fluid on both sides. Attorneys can't worry about issuing an opinion and then coming it back and setting the precedent. We're going to broadcast the opinion all around because they're going to be bullied and bought and other things. And we've seen municipal government that hasn't worked so well when the attorney hasn't functioned well. And they're very close at hand, probably feel it 15, 20 miles south of us. we need to keep that sanctimony. We need to keep that together and not waive it, not set a precedent, and keep it there. There's no reason to really look at that letter other than the board members, and they can discuss it in closed session. And the other one is on the open permits. I can remember the day when I was sitting here that permits, it was a wink and a nod, and we don't give slang language, so we got to go to South Hills. And I, trust me, people came up with a wink and a nod. We really appreciate what you did at Holland Crest, and we really went through over there. But we don't give slang language, so we're going to South Hills. And started to look at it, and we started giving slang language. So then it was something else and something else. School of choice is important for the honorable reason. School of choice needs to be maintained, needs to go, but it needs to be for reasons that we in this district have brought about. We have a charter school. We have a new high school that's opening up. We have several things. I came out of an era where there were covenants existed in this Los Angeles area, and it was not pleasant. If you bought a piece of property, you could not sell it to a person other than a person of the same race. And if you did, you got sued and you lost it. It took a lot to get rid of those and a lot to open the schools. And a lot of people transferred back and forth. We maintain that integrity and have maintained that. When you open this up, what are the motives? If they're honorable, that's great. Or is it somebody that doesn't want to come to a school on the west side, so they're going to the east side? Are we looking, it's had too much of this population, so we want to go to this population? This board has a way to look at. We have a mechanism. If you want a choice, we have good choices in this district, and we maintain good scores that equal any other district in the area and programs that have advanced it under the leadership that exists. So I would have the shall we say, the Board of Education look at it maybe a little bit closer than what's on this look. Thank you.
Okay. Dean Salter?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Parents, teachers, educators, former board members that are in presence. I have a couple of questions tonight. I'm staying away from the whole Mosier thing. I'm sure that's all been settled, I hope. I would like to see when people come to the board, form board members, not bring up the past, admonish the board for things in the past. That's just childish. I was taught better than that personally. One of my questions tonight is senior portraits. It's come to my attention that for a senior to be in the yearbook, they're required to pay a fee to take the picture and have a setting and to be in the yearbook. Why are the seniors being hit for this fee? It makes no sense to me. Being in the yearbook as a senior, you've accomplished your whole 12 years of school. It should be a privilege and an honor, not another price to pay to get out of high school and have your picture in your yearbook. Last 3 years of the senior yearbook I've been looking at, there's an average of 120 students not in the yearbook in their senior picture. That's something that every student wants to have, and it's a memory. Is it because of cost that they're not in the yearbook or what? I don't know. But I'd like the district to look at why the seniors have to pay to have their picture in their senior yearbook, their final year of school. It makes no sense to me at all. If we've got to find some way to pay for it, let's take it from the superintendent's $19,000 a month salary. In the last month, it's come across the news that all these cities are making, these mayors and everybody are making exorbitant salaries. We need to look at our superintendents. We have 10,000 students in the district of West Covina. There's 40,000 people living in Bell, and the mayor makes $800,000. We're at about a 25% ratio. So if we have 40,000 students, are we going to pay her $800,000? We need to really look at what we're paying out and take this money back and put it in the schools where it belongs. Mm-hmm. Give it to the students, let the seniors have their pictures, let them have their benefits, their perks they want. It's not about paying an administrator that won't take phone calls. When you do call her, by 6:45 in the morning, the principal's calling you because she won't. We need somebody who's going to make that kind of money. If they're going to make that kind of money, they need to be held accountable and answer to their actions of firing people for whatever reasons they have. It's just ugly in the district. So I'm requesting again this month again that we look at terminating her contract, find a new superintendent that will come here and work for a decent wage, not extortion. I'm looking at running for the board. I approve what you three have done tonight. So I'll be looking to either come look at Ms. Shoemaker or Ms. Poulos when they run for re-election. Thank you.
Cody Salter. Cody Salter. Going once. Okay. Captain Daniel Rubens. You had a question?
Spence, members of the board, Superintendent Castillo, and Assistant Superintendents. Just a quick visit. I wanted to follow up with a memo that I sent to you, the board, and the superintendent last week. I found out that the members of the board and I think Mr. Seaman were unaware that we were off probation, even though we had been informed last November. So I proposed to the board that when I report to the Air Force what our registration numbers are on 1 October, that I follow that up with a similar report to the board on how many students we have enrolled and about how much money we expect to receive from the Air Force for support of the program, be available to you to answer any questions on that report in your, would be your meeting in October.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, we did receive that memo. Thank you very much, and we do appreciate the fact that Air Force ROTC is at our high school, at West Covina High School, and yeah, we did receive that, and we'll talk about it at our October meeting unless anyone has any questions. Yeah, we'll talk about it at our October meeting, but we did get it. Thank you. Okay, that was the last request I had to address the board. Is there anyone else that wishes to address the board? Okay. We are on our approval of agenda and consent items, and we'll be removing item 4 because it's no longer necessary to talk about. Were there any other requests to take off consent?
Number 4 we'll be removing from the agenda.
Number 4 we're removing from the agenda. Oh, it was never on consent. I'm sorry. Yeah, just we're removing it from the agenda, period. Mm-hmm.
Can we table number 8 and 9 for next meeting?
So what would the board like to do on 8 and 9?
I'll second table it.
Okay. We'll move 8 and 9 to our next meeting. The one thing that I wanted that I still haven't gotten is the equalization money. As you know, when I did the Title I numbers, there was a disparity in the Title I funding per pupil per campus, and so I want to see how the Title III equalizes that and makes up that difference.
Mrs. Bastin will address that at the next meeting.
So that'd be great. Okay, we can table those. Anything else? Is there a motion? It's been moved by Ms. Shoemaker and seconded by Mr. Cox to approve the agenda and consent items as presented, with the deletion of item number 4 and the tabling to our next meeting. September 14th, of items 8 and 9. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it's approved 5-0. So we are on item number 3, revision of board policy. Is there any questions on the latter two, the 6,000 series? Because I know we'll have a lengthier discussion about the first one. And if we could do them separately, it might expedite it.
Oh, do you want a motion on those?
Yeah. Unless there's questions.
I'll move to, why don't we do this? Why don't we do first and second?
6146.4
and 6161.1. Board policies to accept for first and second reading those two board policies.
Okay, it's been moved to do that for first and second reading. Is there any objection to that or any questions about this?
I have a question.
Yes, Ms. Polis.
I just want to make sure that both of these were because of changes in the law.
Correct.
And
okay.
That's the only reason we've made those changes.
Correct.
Were you seconding that motion?
I will second that motion.
Okay. Yes. It was moved by Mr. Cox, a second by Mrs. Polis. That we accept for first and second reading the board policy 6146.4 and 6161.1. Any other questions? All in favor say aye. All opposed? That's approved 5-0. Okay, board policy 5117. At our last board meeting, if it's okay, there was expression from three board members to support giving more of a say to parents as far as permits from the school district. And then staff kind of asked who was going to write it, so I took a shot at it. And that's what you have before you. And open it for discussion or whatever you like to talk about. Yes,
Mrs. Polis? Some changes or some suggestions? And maybe if there's another one for Monica, I think there's enough that she can.
No, is this a completely new one, or is it the?
It's just taken. I've added a lot, so. And I'll start discussing it. Why we? Thank you. I'll read it so the audience can hear, and then I'll discuss my reasonings behind it. The Governing Board recognizes that parents and guardians are the greatest influence on their child's education and are encouraged to participate in their child's education. Although students generally must attend schools in their district where their residency has been established, the Governing Board recognizes justifiable reasons for inter-district transfers. Before a final decision is made, parents and guardians requesting a transfer shall be provided information on all educational options within our district. Whenever possible, additional programs may be added to enhance the student's unique circumstances. Upon request, the board may allow students who live in the district to attend out-of-district schools. The board may accept students from out-of-district schools. The governing board directs the superintendent or designee to develop policies and procedures for inter-district transfers for those wishing to enter or exit our district. I added these issues because everyone I know has actually been able to transfer out. The first I heard that somebody who really wanted to leave was at our last meeting where Mr. Spence said the person received a letter. I don't know if they appealed it to the district. But many people have asked me, and when I started telling them about the programs available in the district, they were unaware. At graduation, just this past year, a senior wrote me a letter and his mother wrote me a letter thanking me for giving them the, because they were ready, if they couldn't get the transfer, to move out of the district. They thanked me so much for pointing them in the right direction, telling them what programs were available right here, and then pointing them to the people who could talk to them about it. He graduated successfully, and he said that it made all the difference being able to stay in our district. We need to let people know, and I know we try, but if they're asking for a release, we need to let them know what's available mm-hmm. here. We also need to make, if they need to have a hybrid approach, if there's a way that they can take an online course because they needed some extra curriculum, if there's a way that we could do that, maybe through CAVA and through the district, we need to be flexible and allow, if we can, allow that to happen for families. If for some reason I know another senior who was in my Leo's group at the high school could not stay the whole time because of she had to have a job, they let her take three periods of independent study, but she was able to come to school for two classes. Most people don't even know we can do that, but that allowed her to work and stay at the traditional high school. We also need to, when we're looking at this, we need to look at what it actually costs us to have people leave. We want to make sure that the teachers that are employed here continue to have a job and not a mass exodus. So we want to make sure that there's a reason for people to stay. I think that this, when we say whenever possible, additional programs may be added to enhance the students' unique circumstances, we need to start looking at the students as individuals and making our district work for them.
Okay. I mean, I'm actually fine with this entire policy because I agree with you. I thought we would leave some of that up to staff as far as the information part and stuff like that. But I'm fine with that if we change the one word upon request the board will allow rather than may. Because that's my one concern is that by using the word may, for example, at the bottom, the board may accept students from out-of-district schools. You know, that's clear. It's a may. It's permissive. But will means we will do that. We will release someone if the parent really wants them released in the end. And so if you're willing to make that change, you know, I'll second this and we can talk about it.
I want the staff to be able to have flexibility. Oh. And we're tying their hands if we say everybody will leave. I mean, so if everyone tomorrow decided they were going to leave our district, our classrooms would be empty.
What?
If everyone decided they were going to leave. When does that become an issue? If everyone decided to leave, Steve.
Well no one is, but not everybody is, though.
Okay, it's.
We have the best opportunities.
We're losing a million point something now. Other districts, and the reason we're only losing that much is a lot of people are choosing to come to us because we have great programs. But other districts aren't going to let them come to us anymore. They're changing their policies and saying they will not allow students to leave. Under those circumstances, we're not going to have the same people coming in. We have 800 going out. We have 600 coming in.
So what? So under what circumstances would you say that the district should not give a permit to somebody? When the parents or guardian has come to the district and say, for, you know, fill in the blank, this reason, I need my kid or I want my kid to go to this school. What in your mind? And I understand we have the law that deals with all the childcare stuff, and that's one thing. But when would you say, you know what, I don't like that reason?
Give me an example of you had the one person come, but they hadn't appealed yet. They went to you.
Well, I know there's one that's going to L.A. County right now because they were denied twice while their neighbors were allowed to leave. You know, and there's others that are denied. But I'm just curious, what reason would you deny a parent the chance to send their kid to another school if they thought that was the most appropriate education?
I don't want to look at case by case. I want to look at if all the surrounding districts stop letting people come to us. So we lose 600 students. How are we going to fill those spots? Now, that may not happen, but here it's going to give them, the staff, the opportunity to step back and say, wow, we're losing all of our fourth graders, or we're losing all of our third graders. Now, we need to change and find out why that's happening and make changes, but we don't want to tie the administrators' hands when they know we may have to close a school or we may need to close two classrooms at one school. We don't want to tie their hands. So there's no way I would say these parents can't go. And like I said, everyone who's ever wanted to leave the district that I know of who's come to me has been able to leave. You said you know one in county.
I know one right now. I know one right now.
They didn't call me, so I don't know those circumstances. But everyone who's called me has been free to go.
I'll give them your phone number.
But I don't want to tie the hands and say we're going to let we can't stop it right now and have a chance to fix what's wrong in our district for having people to leave.
Okay.
If
Mr. Maker?
I would prefer the may stay there. I'm fine with the rest of the language. The reason I like the may there is because this is our board policy. This policy should not match up with the current board. This is a policy that should last throughout boards. So if there's a majority on the board right now who every time upon request they want to release a student, they can vote that way. But leaving the may makes it a longer lasting policy and gives us the option if in a circumstance we do not want to release a student, we think it's better that they stay here, that option is open to us. But again, with the may, the majority of the board can still say, okay, my personal policy is you leave.
Any other comments or discussion? From anybody?
I'm fine with Will.
What did Mr. Cox say? I'm sorry.
He said he's fine with Will.
Yeah, I'm fine with Will as well because it goes back to choice, and the whole thing was choice. And we just finished getting our test scores, as you all just heard, and we have amazing test scores. Everything is moving up, and I want people to want to be here because we do have great programs. We have more AP classes than any of the local high schools surrounding us in the valley, and our scores are going up. So, when I, like Ms. Poulos is saying, when I tell people how many AP classes we have here, they're amazed, and I've changed people's minds, too, to go to the high school. But then they were really pleased with their choice because now it was they chose to be here. So I'm fine with moving it to Will, and thank you both of you, Mr. Spence and Ms. Poulos, for rewriting it. This is very good.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? I'll go ahead and move, or if anybody else wants to, but I'm fine with the Will allow students
it's
on this
reading,
as well.
Right?
I'm happy with making it first and second.
Okay. Is that a motion?
All right. How do we do this? I will move to accept for first and second reading the policy as rewritten by, as presented by Mrs. Poulos, with the exception of placing the in the second paragraph where it says the board may allow, the board will allow. And
Okay.
Seconded
by Ms. Miranda Jimenez. Okay, I do want to thank you, Kim. I do think that part is valuable, and I expected that our district would do as much to promote itself. We do have a good district, we have good programs, and we should be able to sell it. When I asked myself the question I asked you, you know, I could not come up with a reason, even if I thought it was better, why I would be able to supersede a parent's decision to send their kid to another school. You know, that was very problematic for me. You know, I've had people criticize the education choices that I've made for my child. Some people think I should homeschool. Some people think I should put him in private school. Some people think I should put him in Merlinda. They're at Edison. You know, right now, at least for this coming year, they are. You know, but the bottom line is, you know, I'm the parent. And, you know, I think we have to be respectful of that because, you know, I don't, you know, that to me is where the ultimate authority should lie, not where somebody managed to, you know, buy a house and then be all tucked in by zip code. But so I do appreciate this, and I do think, you know, the additional program thing actually would be very valuable to a lot of students by individualizing the programs. So any other comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay, it's approved 3-2 with Ms. Shoemaker and Ms. Poulos voting no. There are no other items on the agenda. Board of Education.
Spence, just for clarification, are we using this with just Will? So
yes.
Don't look at what you wrote, but this?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Kimmy did a better job. Mm-hmm. Correct. Board of Education discussion. I did want to bring one item that I think we should have an information report on at our next meeting, and that is what I'd like to do is try to be a little bit proactive. Obviously, most of the focus has been on cities as far as compensation. But I'd like to see what kind of things we can put on our website about compensation for board members, our Form 700s, as well as you know, executive staff, so that the public has access to that without having you know, to go through the kind of things that they've had to do at different cities. So. I know there are cities that do make the Form 700s online, you know, put contracts online for our executive staff and compensation for the board. I think all those things, I'd like to hear an information report of what we can put on our website to be a little proactive on that rather than it coming. The second thing, and this is for Mrs. Poulos, and I don't know if we need to agendize it, but I'd really like to know what CSBA is doing proactively in regards to transparency. Because of what happened with Scott Plotkin. I'm not going to go into all the details now, but, you know, I think we would have benefited had his salary been known, the compensation practices of CSBA, which is funded by taxpayers, you know, would have been known. I think we all would have benefited from that. I don't know how CSBA is planning on addressing it.
I am not on their board.
No, but you're on Delegate Assembly.
Delegate Assembly.
I know there's a meeting in December of Delegate Assembly, and I'm sure this will be some kind of issue.
And they did say that there would be something coming up very soon on that, but the board had to make those decisions before they were making it available. And hopefully by our next board meeting, there might be some more light shed on exactly how they're going to handle that.
Yeah, because that would be good information as well. And that's all I have. Anybody else?
That's good information.
Okay. We do have some dates to remember from the Welcome Back meeting on the 19th and the ribbon cutting on the 20th at Edgewood High School. And, of course, the first day of school for most of our schools is the 23rd, although I know there's one that's starting the week before that. And then, of course, the holiday, our next meeting will be September 14th. There being no business.
Spence, you will be prepared for both meetings. You're on the agenda.
For what?
For the teachers' meeting as well as the opening of the new high school.
I did not know I was on the agenda, but thank you.
I will be at both.
And what am I doing?
You'll tell me. You will be introduced, but not on the agenda.
And what am I doing? Oh, we'll talk about
this
later.
You're reading the greetings on behalf
of
the board.
Okay. I won't tell any Forrest Tenet jokes.
Please don't.
I promise. Okay, 19th and the 20th. There being no further business, we are adjourned at 9:15 p.m. Thank you very much.
All right.